BP's incoming top executive, Bob Dudley, has begun a public relations campaign even before he officially takes over as chief in October.
We look forward to connecting deeper to learn what it is that we can do to help the towns and the cities and just across the beaches get back completely back on their feet.
Dudley is the first American to head the oil company, and BP has appointed another American, James Lee Witt, to help with recovery efforts. Witt is a former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I've seen the anguish and the pain that people have suffered after disaster events. I've seen the frustration. If it's a long term, that we'll be here, but our hope is that we can do it as fast as we can.
The leaking well is now plugged with a temporary cap, and Dudley says BP is cutting back on cleanup efforts. He says he does not expect more oil to get onto the beaches, but he says BP will continue to help with Gulf Coast recovery efforts for years to come.
We have written about 80,000 checks, more than $250 million. Realize it's not perfect and there's more to go.
Dudley is replacing BP chief executive Tony Hayward, a man much criticized for how he publicly handled the oil spill. The spill is prompting U.S. lawmakers to reconsider current offshore drilling laws and safety standards. Representative Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
From the beginning, BP has been making it up as they go along. BP said the rig could not sink. It did. They said they could handle an Exxon Valdez-sized spill every day. They couldn't.
Lawmakers are also looking at reforming the much-criticized government agency that regulates oil companies. Representative Nick Rahal of West Virginia.
A culture of cozy relationships that had regulators interviewing for jobs on the same rigs they were supposed to be inspecting. Drilling plans that were rubber-stamped in a matter of minutes with only the most cursory environmental reviews.
BP expects a new relief well to permanently cap the oil well by the end of August. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.